wouldn't it be much easier to get up and God be able to impress upon us that says, and some of you have experienced this, and Brother Van Ness, Elder Van Ness, I know has experienced this. You get up in the morning and there's just this something, that this heaviness inside. You don't know what it is, but you know something is amiss. You know something is not right. And you crawl over to a place of prayer and you just can't shake the burden. And you just don't know what it is. And then you get up and you feel like it's lifted a little bit, and all of a sudden now you're going through your day and the phone call comes and you realize at the same moment you spent some time on the mountain was the same moment the tire squealed and the car accident flipped off the road. At the same moment you realize, thank God I spent some moments in prayer and I realized. But if we're not sensitive to the Spirit, the reason we don't see those things happen very often is because we walk in the flesh instead of walking in the Spirit. I've come to tell some moms and dads in this place, when that boat starts to rock, you better have enough spiritual sense. You better spend enough time with Jesus that you can look through the storm and find him in the middle of the waves and say, is that you, Jesus? There better be some discernment, because if not, I can tell you what'll happen. You'll be running to the bottom of the boat and covering your head with a blanket, just hoping this thing will pass, when the whole time he wanted to walk through the storm with you. But you didn't recognize his voice because you never went to the mountain. This is why Jesus prayed, if it be thy will, not my will, but thy will be done, let this cup pass from me. You know what he was saying is, my flesh don't want to go through it. I know what it's going to feel like. I've been thinking about this moment from the day I was born and from the beginning of time. I knew this moment was going to come to redeem my children back to myself. I have to go through it. But the flesh still has pain. And the flesh still hurts. And now I'm finally at the moment. You ever had a major thing in your world, in your life, and you know it's coming, but you don't want to go there? And you know it's... And the funeral comes. You're in the midst of the storm, and it's at its darkest. It's those moments you pull from the mountain. And those mountain experiences allows you to see just a little bit of what's really going on in the valley. But if you don't have a prayer life, that storm will overtake you, and it will cause you to destroy your own self. You must take time for the mountain if you're going to survive the valleys. I'm coming to a close. Let's all stand. You see, I find it interesting that there's another day. Bible talks about the Mount of Olives. We have David's day. We have Jesus's day. And in the book of Zechariah it says, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. And I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, the women ravished. Half of the city shall go forth into captivity and be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, and when he fought in the day of battle, his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east, toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. Half the mountain shall be moved toward the north, half of it towards the south. Ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall ye reach to Azal. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass that in that day, that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day, which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, half of them toward the hinder sea, and in summer and winter it shall be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. You see, this isn't the last we're going to hear of the Mount of Olives. The Bible said his feet are going to stand on that mountain, and the chaos that's going to be going on in the valley is bigger than you and I could ever even dream about. And if you haven't been to the mountain, that day is going to take you by surprise. You'll never survive that valley. Pastor, come to tell you, if you've not been baptized in Jesus' name, you need to go to the mountain. It's not easy. It's a place of pressing. It's a place where I admit, in order for me to be changed, I have to come up to something and realize that I don't have the answers for myself. It comes from the mountain. If you've never found a place of repentance, you're going to find it in the mountain. If you don't know what it is to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you won't find it in the valley. You'll find it in the mountain. Because the mountain is what's going to help us to survive those valley experiences. And the ultimate valley experience this world has ever seen is when the last trump shall sound. And that same mountain, the Bible says, that was just east of Jerusalem, the Bible says he's going to split the eastern sky. And those that are prepared are going to be caught away to be with him. And our feet's going to lose gravitation. And the Bible says the graves are going to give up the dead. And even the sea is going to give up its dead. You know what that means? It doesn't matter if they were burned into ashes and cast into the sea. If you were ready to meet the Lord, if you've been to the mountain, no grave is going to hold you down. You can't hide from it. God's going to bring his church back. He's going to bring a people back, and we're going to be caught away in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we're going to be changed to be like him, because we've been to the mountain. Pastor, come to provoke us one more time. Don't leave your prayer life till you're dead. Don't leave your prayer life till you're laying in a hospital bed and wondering if you're ever going to escape this. Don't leave it till you're standing in a casket. Don't leave it till you're standing in divorce court. Don't leave it till you're standing in a place that you don't think you're ever going to get out from the addiction. But while you've got breath in your body, cry out to a Savior that says, I need you, Jesus. I know I may look like I got it right, but inside, my heart's beating after the water brook one more time. I need you, Jesus. And get up just as this one did and make your way up that mountain one more time and fall into the arms of God. And that valley won't seem so scary anymore. I wonder, is there anybody else that would come to this altar or come around this altar if you want to? And I believe we need to make this tabernacle a tabernacle of prayer all across this place. Let's find a place to kneel. Let's find a place to bow our head. Let's find a moment with the King. And let's try to make preparations for our eternal destination. It shouldn't catch you by surprise. You should be waiting on His appearing. You should be looking for the sound of the trumpet. It shouldn't be anything that scares us, but we should be anticipating the moment. I wonder if the church could pray, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly, Lord Jesus. If that makes you nervous, there's no reason for it. You can make things right. You'll spend a moment with Him in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come before You right now, God, I pray that something inside would birth us to a new level of prayer in this church, that we won't wait hours, we won't wait days, but it'll be every moment we look into Your eyes and we spread them. Every breath comes through the nutrients of the power of the Spirit, God. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let something begin to birth inside of you. If you don't know what it is to talk to God to that level, I wonder if you could just say, God, I don't understand it all, but I want You to fill me. I want You to purge me. I want You to take my life. And I'm asking You, God, to take my garbage and my thoughts and my own intuitions and allow me to be more like You, God. Take my spirit, God. Let me push my spirit down and allow Yours to rule the day in my life, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I need You, Jesus. I need You, Jesus. What dad has ever refused a child that said, I need You, Dad. I need You right now. I need You. Every father would rush to that room and say, what it is in my child? God is right here right now, and He's waiting for that moment for you to utter those words. I need You, Jesus. I need You. I don't understand the situation, but I know You do. You'll have the answer in this moment. You'll have the problem already solved. But in this world, right now I'm in the valley, and I can't see it because I'm not on the mountain. But I know You are, God. I know You see all things. You know all things, and You're working them together for my good at this very moment. Allow me, God, to have peace in my storm. Allow me, God, to have a little joy in the middle of the chaos. Allow me, God, to know You for who You really are in my life, Jesus. Come on, God called us. God brought me to provoke You just a little bit deeper into His presence, to a little bit deeper of a prayer life, a little bit deeper of a relationship. And you may not be ready to jump off the mountain into His presence, but if you can just start some communication with Him right now, find that conversation gets deeper and deeper and deeper until finally you'll fall in love with that God. That if you miss your prayer time, you'll feel like you lost your best friend. If you miss that prayer time, you'll find that you almost like you haven't had a conversation with Him in so long, and it's only been a few hours. But when the storms come, storm is raging on the outside,